7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
I forgot the camera. Okay, let's get this rolling. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that does of course mean that it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. There we go. My name is Tobe. And I have just walked under the canopy down at the creek. It's kind of warm today. It's going to get hotter. But this looks like this is going to be the last decent day for going outside for quite some time. So I decided we had to come back outside and do some stuff. I'm a little burnt. I'm a little crispy. Still, left over from yesterday and all yesterday's crazy excitement. Wow, I'm walking by this little bush here. I can see some of my hair hanging off of it. That's funny to me. I am going to need a web stick before we go down into the creek here. Let's get this little guy. I got a little stick. And now we're going down into the creek. I don't hear or see any owls. I think owl season is over. And maybe we'll run into our little Mati friend today or something. That's that guy we saw yesterday, or I saw him. You weren't around. Regardless. Oh, it's a little bit warmer down here than I thought. That's cool. That's cool. I don't intend to be down here for very long. Unka bumpa flump. Okay. We're down. We're down here in the golf ball zone. Oh, and guess what? Somebody has come through here and picked up all those golf balls. The ones that I left behind. Yeah. The day's all gone. That's cool. Oh, there's one in the water right down here. I wonder if it's anything. We better take a look, just in case. So let's get down here into the creek bed. I'm looking at the wall, at the ball. It's in the water. It doesn't appear to be anything significant, but I don't know. It does look like it has something on it. Like a... Okay, hold on a second. There's a... This might be a logo ball or something. Now I'm curious. So let's go over here. And let's grab this big stick. This was a good golf ball retrieval stick. And I'm looking downstream and I'm disappointed. Because my big plan today... Since we were down here in this area yesterday, I thought, oh, well... We'll go down to the next golf ball zone and we'll see what's going on. See if we can find some more golf balls. But no, the other golf ball zone, we can't get down there. There's too much water. Too much water in the creek. All right. What's this ball all about? Huh. Okay, well, since I went to the effort, I think I am going to hang on to this. It's just some kind of weird logo ball. What is this about? It's a white Maxfly number one red dot. So it's got a number one and it says Maxfly. And then there's a little red dot underneath it. But there's a weird logo on here. There's a weird secondary or tertiary logo here. It is a triangle, approximately, 8 millimeters on a side. With the letter P inside of it. What does the P stand for? polypropylene. I don't know. Yeah, well, whoever came through here wasn't looking very good because they missed a ball under there. That ball was there yesterday. Which, I wonder if it's those one guys that we saw that time. I bet it is, because those guys, they're not really looking very hard, and they just kind of do-do-do. See, and nobody grabbed that one that's wedged in the mud. That would have been easy to get. Okay, yeah, so anyway. I'm thinking, yeah, what the hell am I going to do now? I'm looking down the creek, and yeah, we can't rock hop down to the next zone or anything. I'm thinking, what if we go all the way down to the end of the creek on this? No, it's probably too warm. Do I want to risk it? Do I want to, no. I don't think we're going to do that. Oh, and I didn't bring my camera, did I? I didn't bring my damn camera. Forgot all about it. And right up here on this little stump, and I didn't think we were going to get any this year. This is the stump that always produces dryad saddles. And here they are, looking lovely. Hello, boys. Cool. And I don't have a camera to take a picture. Those aren't going to last much longer. Those are a little bit later than previous years. That's cool, though. That's cool. Let's just walk up here a little bit further. I just want to sort of... It's damp. It's wetter down here than I thought it would be. So let's check... Let's check for some fungus. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything too awesome. Checking some logs here. What about the big log up here? This is the guy that I really want to check. So, what's he doing? Is he producing any fungus? Well, no, there's stuff growing on it, but no actual mushrooms or anything yet. Looking good. It's looking pretty soggy. So, well, I guess we're just going to have to wait. Wait for that to produce. Some big mushrooms will come out of that at some point in time. Maybe next year. All right, wait. Wait, did you hear that? Is anybody hear a guitar riff? What the? Oh.
Come on, little love. beans?
Yum, pasta.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Yeah. Oh, girlfriend, Vietnam. You're such a little devil. Oh, and speaking of little devils and the Indo-Chinese Peninsula, I was thinking about something last night. And this is sort of related to other things we were talking about recently. More specifically, the Bangkok connection. Mm. And yes, I'm drinking some of my bitter cherry cola right now. Cooling down. Oh, it's so tasty. Right, so I haven't gotten any more information or news from Booper about, the whole international Pokemon card smuggling ring, or whatever the hell we're gonna call it. But I was thinking about that, and I don't know how my brain is so dumb sometimes, but it's spectacularly dumb when it is dumb. And I realized, maybe I could use all of this to my advantage. Because I do have a little issue that is going to require some Thai influence to resolve. Tobe, what is your issue? Okay, well, I don't have to tell anyone here that I'm a big fan of dice games. That's all we do. It's all we ever talk about is dice around here. Dice and marmots and golf balls. Well, there is a game, and we have discussed it a number of times. And this game is a variation of Sicbo. And Sicbo is a game, it's a dice game. It's a gambling game, uses three dice, and it's not dissimilar to Craps. In fact, it's descended from the same parent game as Craps, a game called Hazard. But basically, you roll three dice and you bet on combinations of those dice. You can bet on pairs, you can bet on triplets, you can bet on specific combinations, you can just bet on one face. And so, yeah, Sicbo, it's a fun game. Now, what I'm looking for is a variation of that. I have the dice for this game because it's the dice that make it different than Sicbo, and the dice used are fish, prawn, crab dice. We've talked about those, they're my favorite dice ever. And this game, this Sicbo variant, I do not know the name of, but you can find it if you look hard enough under the name Hulukok. Okay, which is difficult to search for in an English language search engine, because Hulukok is Hulu cock. And if you do a search for that, you're just going to find results for porn on Hulu. Yeah, no good. Because what I need, I don't want to play the game online. If you actually do a search and you find some stuff, you can find videos. You can find advertisements for phone app versions of this game. You can find videos of people playing online casinos in Asia. You can find people playing this game. But what I want is a layout. I want the... How do I describe a layout? Okay, you know what it is. It's the piece of felt or cloth that has all the bets and stuff printed on it. It's where you put your chips when you want to make a bet when you're playing this game. These things are called layouts. You can get a craps layout, a blackjack layout, a pie gal layout, a Sicbo layout, any kind of a baccarat layout, any kind of gambling game that is a table game that requires you to put money on a table in a certain area, you do this on a layout. And so I'm looking for a Hulukok layout. And yeah, forget it. I can find Sicbo layouts and stuff and blah, 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 blah. But what occurred to me last night is that this game is very popular on the Indo-Chinese Peninsula. Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, you name it. Who do I know in Bangkok right now. Freaking Ramon. And Saijai goes back over there all the time. Saijai is a friend of mine. She's the wife of a friend of mine. This would be Dan, who died recently. Actually, it's been a couple years now, but... But she goes back to Thailand every once in a while. And if, you know, if people are going to be picking up Pokemon cards, I'm thinking, hey, you guys want to look for a Sikbo, or a Hulukuk layout for me? I don't need a big one. I don't need, like, an official, like, casino one. And I don't need all the accoutrement. I don't need the dice. I don't need chips. I can source all that locally. What I can't get is this damn layout. And I don't need a huge one. Even just one that's kind of small. Like 60 centimeters by 90 centimeters. You know, doormat size, right? Yeah. And, you know, I'm willing to spend, you know, $40 or $50 for a nice one, especially if it has good odds on it. Yeah. So, that's what I did last night. I dropped an email to Booper saying, hey, I need one of these things. And then I had to launch into the same explanation I just gave you. Except I didn't have to explain what a layout is. Because he already knows. I haven't heard back from him yet.
You win. Place your bets, please. Place your bets, please. Copper. Prawn.
You must understand the meaning of any facts you wish to remember.
Steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
You know, once again, I think we need to ask, who let the beef out? It was probably me, because I'm looking forward to eating some tacos tomorrow. Today is Monday, right? Is tomorrow taco day? Yeah, probably. Probably. So anyway. In other dice-related news, I did spend a little bit of time last night with my fractional dice, because I mentioned it the other day, and I thought, yes, this sounds like some good mental exercise for me right now. And so I made this list right here in my notebook of the fractional dice poker style rankings. And regular committee members are aware that I'm really concerned with dice rankings. And poker-style dice ranking is interesting and fun for me because it's so unusual and just not what I'm accustomed to. And we got two dice. How do you do poker-style rankings with two dice? Well, yeah. It's actually fairly simple, because if you only have two dice, the highest poker you can have is just a pair. You can't have three of a kind. You don't have three dice. You can't have a full house. You don't have five dice. You can't have a royal flush. No five dice. Blah, blah, blah. You only have two dice. So the highest rank is a pair. And then everything else is just sort of the high card and the kicker. Or in this case, the high die and the kicker. Right? So with your typical, regular, normal pair of dice numbered 1 through 6, the very best roll you could get would be a double six. Pair of sixes, pair of fives, pair of fours, threes, twos, ones. And then below that you have, you know, your high card and your kicker. So you have then 6-5, 6-4, 6-3, 6-2, 6-1, and then 5-4, 5-3, 5-2, 5-1, all the way down to the bottom. There's 21 combinations. And if you've ever played a dice game called Mexico, you might be familiar with this ranking layout. Except in the game Mexico, the 1-2 combination is the highest. So anyway, regardless. So I decided to do this for my fractional dice. Because, you know, we've worked out how to play craps with fractional dice, right? And we figured out the odds, and we figured out the appropriate numbers to be using, and it's very unusual. Let's get the fractional dice out here. And so here we go. Now you might be wondering, I suppose there are some committee members who haven't heard about my fractional dice, but I have these dice that instead of being numbered 1 through 6, oh, what the hell? My music died. That was weird. Come back, honey smack! Oh, there he is. Okay. So I have these dice. They're very lovely. They're 16mm ball corner matte finish. Black numbers. And instead of pips, they have fractions in sixths because it's a six-sided die. So the largest number on the die is not a six. It is a one. And then the smallest number is, of course, 1/6. Yeah. Aren't we having fun now? Yeah, and so the dice are laid out normally, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, dope. Are they right-handed dice? Or are they left-handed dice? Well, these are made in America by Americans for America, and so, yeah, they're right-handed dice. But they got these fun fractions on them. Let's roll the dice, see what we get. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I got 1.5. So I got 1.5. Which in this ranking system isn't too bad. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The 9th best roll out of 21. So, you know, if you were betting, you'd probably want to bet this. Because you've got better than a 50% chance of beating any other roll. So it's a 50-50 roll. So what are these rankings, Tub? Well, obviously it's just like any other poker rankings. You do the pairs first, highest to lowest, and then you do the high card and the kicker. So the pairs in this case are double ones. That's the highest roll you can get. And then double 5/6, and then double 2/3, double half, double 1/3, double 1/6. Those are the pairs. And then you have 1 5/6, then 1 2/3, 1 1/2, 1 1/3, 1 1/6, and then 5/6 2/3, 5/6 1/2, 5/6 1/3, 5/6 1/6, 2/3 1/2, 2/3 1/3, 2/3 1/6, 1/2 1/3, 1/2 1/6, and finally 1/3 1/6, the worst roll you can get. Ugh. Why is this such a thing? I don't even know. These are the things I do. I do this for all my dice in case I ever have to play some kind of game. In fact, right here, here's a little list on this little piece of card for my Skull and Crossbones dice. So if you want to poker rank the Skull and Crossbones dice, and the Skull and Crossbones are the best thing, then you have double bones, then double 6, double 5, double 4, double 3, double 2, bone 6, bone 5, bone 6, all the way down to 3/2. Know your dice rankings. It's important. And at some point in time, maybe I'll do this tonight as a further exercise for my brain. I'm going to then figure out the equivalence of the traditional Chinese dice ranking system and figure that out for the fractional dice. Because how's that going to go? And I'll figure out what they're named. And then I'm going to have to do lots of math problems. Tobe, why do you bother doing this? Why? What's the point? Well, you know, I'm an advantage player, and so when I'm going up against somebody, you know, playing dice, I need to spank them. I need to spank them down. I need to know the best options. I need to know the best strategies. I need to know the best tactics so I can win, and I can hear the others say,
"You're spanking me."
Yes, I'm spanking you at this game. You're terrible.
You're spanking me.
I'm spanking you.
You're spanking me.
Yes, I am.
You're spanking me.
Yes, I am spanking you because you are terrible at dice.
You're spanking me.
Okay, yeah, that's the other bit of news that I can't really tell you about, but I'm going to tell you about anyway. Because maybe you'll hear the final product. I found a sample.
You're spanking me.
And that's not the full sample. She actually says, "What the heck, dude? You're spanking me." But she doesn't say heck. I was watching a video, and these people, this couple, this guy and his girlfriend were playing this card game, and he was dominating. And she said, "What the heck, dude? You're spanking me." And I had to have that sample because it has a certain rhythm that I like, and I'm going to do something with it. I haven't sampled anything forever.
You're spanking me.
You're spanking me.
You're spanking me. You're spanking me.
You're spanking me.
You're spanking me.
You're spanking me.
And you've been listening to the Dubious Spanking Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC down the drain.
This is the end of the line for me.
You're spanking me.
The end of the line, yes.
You're spanking me. You're spanking me. You're spanking me.
You're spanking me.
You're spanking me. You're spanking me.